Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. Hi, Dr. Tarun Agarwal here. What you're about to watch is a short overview of A Day with T-Bone. It's where I mentor young, early practice owners to help set them forward to establish a rewarding and profitable career. Quite frankly, it's something I wish I had when I was starting my career. So take a look. Take some notes, and at the end of the video, I'll share with you how you can spend a day here at my practice in Raleigh with me. So enjoy, and let's look to you at the end.
So I'm Adam Wall. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, originally. Kind of went to Ohio State University for undergrad. Ended up going to University of Maryland for dental school, where I met my wife, and then I did a one-year GPR residency in Chicago. After that, I came here. T-Bone, I hadn't heard of him actually until I came to Raleigh. So one of my co-residents heard of him and came for his sleep apnea course. And so when she came, she was telling me about him and she actually mentioned his podcast. And it just so happened at that time that I was getting into podcasts just because I had a 30-minute commute. And I said, okay, well, I'll start listening to his podcast. I was actually listening to Fantasy Football podcast before that. So I started listening to his podcast and, you know, I was hooked. And so ever since then, I've been listening to him. I feel like I know him really well, even though he doesn't know me.
So I'm gonna point out a few things in the office that will be more specifically related to you. Okay, some things that you can do to kind of help yourself. Because look, you can't, as much as I say you have to turn over to the team, you can't turn it over to them until you yourself have a good grasp of what it looks like. Because nothing can be, it's more demoralizing and frustrating for your team to be learning on the fly and for you to be changing things so often.
I had planned on taking one of his classes in the future, but I went to a CEREC class and two of his friends both said, oh, you're from Raleigh, do you know T-Bone? And they both told me, they're like, oh, you should just message him. You should message him right away and just, you know, he'll love that. So I just sent him a Facebook message saying, hey, you know, I'm in Raleigh. I really like your ideas. Could I come by the office or talk to you sometime? And he said, yeah, you know, he was very open to it. And we found a day and here I am.
You said some key things to me of things you want to do more of, right? You said veneer cases. So you need to have a column of veneer cases.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
With defined goals. Okay. And then tracking the goals. Because it's too late for me to look at this in June or December. For the year, there's nothing I can do about it.
Right.
But if we review it in January, February, March, we're tracking, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and if we're not tracking, we can have a conversation about what's missing.
Okay, now that's where as a business owner, I can make changes, but that's where as an associate in control of your success, you can have a conversation with your business owner and say, hey, here's where we're not doing things.
Yeah.
Okay, this is where we're lacking. Is our goal out of line? Okay, or are we not bringing in the patients? Okay, so to me, it's got to be constant. It's the top of the funnel. Stop trying to measure the outcome and measure the top of it.
Right.
Because it's much easier to measure.
So my perception of him is that he's a very successful business owner. He's been through the trenches, so to speak, working his way up. Now he's kind of an industry leader in many of the areas that I want to be an industry leader in the future. As far as technology, CBCT, all those areas, as well as being a business owner, he's got a lot of insight and a lot of good ideas.
So this is my main opportunity that I work in. So they're all working and stuff, I hope. So, and then this is our overflow. Right now it's overflow dental / hygiene operatory. And then this.
Do you actually mill here?
Yeah, we mill everything.
I mean, right here.
Yeah, it's a milling unit.
Great.
What else would you mill?
Well, ours is kind of in the back.
Why? Don't you want patients to see it?
I do.
I want patients to look at the blocks. I'll have them sometimes and say, hey, these are all the blocks we have. Do you want a purple tooth?
That's cool.
You know, we'll put it in here. People walk by, ask questions.
Yeah, I like that.
You got to showcase.
Yeah.
Showcase what makes you different.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, ultimately, that's the name of the game, right? Yeah. So this is all about where you want to be. And what do I personally have to do internally to get there?
Gotcha.
That's your success path.
So it's almost like taking this and saying, how am I going to get there, not yes. in practice?
Yes.
Gotcha.
In other words, let the practice be the holdup, not you.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Never is it acceptable for you to be the problem because you can control you. You can't control your assistants. You can't control the owner. You can't control the front desk. You can't control the patients that come in there. Okay, in your situation, but you can control you.
Yeah.
You can control what you diagnose, how you diagnose it, how you execute care, how good you are clinically. You can control all of those things. That's part of the success path.
I have a bunch of questions written down. I think of questions every day as far as clinical skills, non-clinical skills, business ownership. And really, I just like to pick his brain as much as I can. I look up to him, honestly, and the more I can talk to him, I think the more I would benefit.
Most dentists don't do what I do, okay? I'm talking about outside the practice stuff. If I didn't share these goals I had with my teammate, which is my wife and my office teammates, I couldn't achieve these goals because they have to support my vision. So one of the things that we talked about at the very beginning with the coffee shop is you talked about why do I want my team knowing some of my things, because they can't support you if they don't know where you want to be. And good human beings have an innate desire to support. And we gain. Do you gain pleasure out of watching people around you succeed?
Yeah.
Right. So you'd work hard to help somebody succeed.
Yeah, I would.
You would, right?
Yeah.
And so, don't you want that around you?
Yeah.
Okay. So you want to quietly and internally design what it is you want. And you want to selectively share those things that you want to achieve so that people around you can support you. Assuming you're in a position, which you are as a dentist, where you need people to support you.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I didn't share with Joey what I want to accomplish, how can he support me in achieving those things?
Right.
Right? So you've got to share. You've got to get... Joey thinks I make a lot of money. Okay? You think I make a lot of money. Okay? But I don't hide behind that or try to downplay it. I just say, hey, these are my goals. This is what's important to me.
Right.
Okay. And I haven't talked to you about money at all, correct? Have I talked to you about money other than how little I want to pay you? No, right? So it's your actions that will set what people believe about you. Okay. So I'm not one to talk about money a lot in the office.
Yeah.
I talk about these things because I know, just like you said on our car ride, if I do more implants, I do more Invisalign, how can I make less?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay, so that's why I focus on these things, because I know the byproduct will be this. Okay?
Yeah.
That's why I say don't focus on the number of implants you want to do. Focus on the number of people you present it to. Because if you present it enough times, the byproduct will be that you do more.
Right. That makes That's good. Then yeah. You don't have to.
Because nobody wants to be around people that focus on money, right?
Because if it's money, yeah,
it's a stigma.
Money, it gets.
It's a stigma, right? Yeah. Whether it's right or wrong, unless you're in Wall Street and you're greed and all of those things, right? But there's a stigma with money,
yeah.
Especially in your generation.
There is.
Yeah. So things happen, right? Or to me, there are times where we do foundational fillings, right? Caries control, foundational fillings,
yeah.
You know, make sure the patients can maintain hygiene. So to me, those are the only times that we just call those foundational fillings internally. But, you know, to me is if you say to me, hey, I don't ever want to do a three service filling, then don't do them.
Yeah.
You know, make that belief. Don't compromise your, don't compromise. Okay. Now, you know, that the challenge there then becomes what's acceptable within the environment that you work in. Right. And, you know, what, you know, so those are some of the compromises that you have to be willing to accept, but you know, it works out nice. When you surround yourself with good people, the number one thing that I find that good people fear is disappointment. They fear disappointing you. That's an internal fear, not a fear like you're going to beat me up or you're going to yell at me, but it's just good people have this fear of disappointment, right? Yeah. Like I grew up fearing disappointing my parents with grades, disappointing my parents with whatever. And like, even to this day,
yeah.
I fear that, right?
Yeah.
Internally. And so to me is, it's helping people progress, being able to say to them, hey, listen, we will earn more. We will have an easier life. We will see less patients. We will do this and this and this if we get there to do this. And then holding them accountable. The accountability is simple. Hey, Mrs. Jones or Mr. Jones or whatever, or Bob or whoever your assistant may be. And you know, when we left on Wednesday, we had talked about getting this done. Something must have came in the way. Tell me how I can better support you so that we get this done. Okay, and if the question is, I need more of your time, no problem. I'll be available today at 5 o'clock. We can spend from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock working on this. Yeah. I'll walk you through it. How about this? I'll walk you through it the first time where I do it, you watch. I'll watch the second time. And then the third time, I'll look after it after you get started and done. You know, it's back to that path, that defining that path, creating that path. And giving people a reason to want to go part of that path.
I'm the one looking towards the future as far as the coming weeks. Mm-hmm. I'll review the schedule mm-hmm. and I'll say, oh, hey, mm-hmm. you know, do we have that implant for okay. the patient next
week? So why are you doing that?
Nervous that no one else will do it and we'll get to that day and then we won't have the implant and then the patient comes in.
Let people fail.
Yeah, but then that hurts me.
Do you want to grow? Do you want to be long-term minded or do you want to be short-term minded?
Yeah.
So let me ask an honest question of you, Adam. Are you in a position economically to be medium-term and long-term focused? Or are you in a position economically where you have to make every dollar you make?
I guess I don't have to make.
Okay, great. So we're in a position to be medium and long-term focused.
Yeah.
These are the sacrifices I talked about on our car ride here. Okay. So I would tell you to let people fail.
And then they'll learn.
They won't learn if it's, see, you haven't had kids, no. Right? Okay. Did your parents let you fail? Or do they hover over you all the time?
No.
Did they let you break your arms?
I never broke
them. Oh, no, but did they let you get out there and play? And
yeah,
okay.
They let me fail.
Okay, great.
They yelled at me afterwards.
Well, of course. And that's okay. Okay, and we don't need to yell at people because we're all adults.
Yeah.
Okay, but what we do need to do is say, hey, listen, this is why I've been after us for making sure that we check these things in advance.
Yeah.
Because you're not letting them fail because you're holding it up. So they're becoming reliant on you. So what are the other challenges you're facing?
Well, you know, you've said before that team is the number one challenge for people. I mean, that's definitely my number one challenge. I'm getting better with the team. Mm-hmm. They weren't doing any morning huddles mm-hmm. or pre-treatment huddles, whenever it is. And so I've implemented that. And
are they seeing a difference?
They love it. They love it. They don't like not doing it.
Okay.
In fact, now they come and they're like, okay, we're ready. We're ready to go.
The next step for you on that is for them to do it without you. What would you like your morning huddle to look like? What would you like to know?
I want them to be forward thinking.
Okay.
Then why? Let me ask you this. Let me let you finish. Go ahead. You want them to be forward thinking.
I want them to be forward thinking. I want them to also be a little bit more focused on some of the bigger cases, honestly. Some of the veneer cases that we're trying to do, some of the implant cases that we're trying to do. I want them to be more focused on that stuff. I mean, right now it's me saying, hey, we need to follow up with them, see if they have any questions, you know, see if they want to move forward, if they, whatever, where their mind's at. And I'm the one looking at that, writing those lists. And then they also need to be more cohesive in their approach. So,
so what you described your morning huddle as to me is not that.
No, it's not. I know.
Then why are you doing a morning huddle that's not your vision?
Yeah, I mean, well, how do I change it?
Well, you started it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Then why'd you let it start?
Well, I didn't really. So the office manager came up with an outline.
Okay.
For each.
Did you look at the outline before it started?
No. I should have.
That's not leadership, right?
No.
Look, I'm not trying to give you a hard time, okay?
You're right.
Because look, you're more successful than 90% of associates out there. Okay, so don't ever forget that.
But there's always room to grow.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. And my thing for you and for everybody is control your destiny. Okay? What other people do will affect you, but it will not define what you achieve, right?
Right. Right. But I, you know,
how you get them to do it on Monday? Skype in.
Yeah, I mean, I could do that.
Yeah, Skype in. Send a message at what time is your normally your huddle at? 7:45?
Well,
when you're there.
Well, it's 30 minutes before.
Okay, so
20 minutes before.
11:30, let's call it, okay? Yeah. So at 12 o'clock, send a message. How was today's huddle?
Yeah. Should just tell them to start doing it without him.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Because listen, the huddle is not for you.
No, not
for you. Okay, the huddle is never for any dentist because the dentist should be going where the team tells them to go, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the huddle is for everybody but you. So, look, number one, you should be there. Okay, I'm not saying you shouldn't be there, but I'm saying, let's say, God forbid, something happened and you couldn't be there. Would it go on without you? That day or that week? Like, I bet money that my huddle happened every day this week without me there.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't bet on it.
And see, to me, that's why I say the next step for you is to create that habit that it happens without you.
Yeah.
Not because you're not going to be there.
Right.
But because you want to.
They need it.
They need it.
Yeah.
They need it.
Yeah. And I think they're getting there. But I think there's a certain amount of time that you have to put in. I mean, we haven't been doing it for that long, really.
What's that long?
A few months.
Okay. So
maybe 6 months.
So what would happen if you didn't make it this morning? Because I kept you late.
I'm not sure.
Find out. Sit in the parking lot.
Could.
You should. Not could. Should.
But I want it to go right.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So you're the crutch.
It could be. I don't know.
No, not could be. You are.
Yeah.
You are.
Might be, yeah.
Hey, Joey, was I here yesterday? Did I send you some instructions on what to do? And I assume you did it. And did I follow up with you last night saying, hey, how did today go? That's all it takes.
Yeah.
And if I didn't follow up with you, would you? I mean, he's just starting, so he'd probably do it, right? But see, to me, that's the key is yes, you have to be committed in there because if the leader's not part of it, it's not going to happen. But the leader can't be there every time because things happen.
Yeah.
Okay. So, for example, is there a person that runs the morning huddle? That might be your office manager or something. Yes. But what happens if he or she's not there?
We still do it.
Okay. But it's different, right? So to me, to me, that's the progression. And maybe it's too early, okay, for that part of it. But the progression right now that it's not too early for, in my opinion, is that it should go on without you.
Yeah.
For sure on the days that you're there because it affects your success.
Yeah.
What happens on Monday and Tuesday? At the end of the day, that those trickle into Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you've got to control your success. And part of that is going to be, sit in the parking lot today and see what happens. We make the excuse or we allow the excuse to be that I don't own the place, so I can't control the place.
Well, it's not that.
See, but just from our conversation today, not even the fact that I know Brett, okay, but just what your conversation is, one of the things that you said you like and keeps you there is the autonomy that you have, yeah. Right? You never said the word autonomy, but that's what I heard, right? Yeah. Yeah. And so to me, that tells me that you have the ability to control your success.
So I want to focus on these things, and this the byproduct good. Will be money, if that's important, this which is it is good, to you.
And this is all doable. Yeah. I'm looking at this.
So when can we revisit?
Let's say late October or November. What's August?
It's August 15th, let's say.
September, October.
Would September 15th be reasonable?
1 month.
1 month. Not to be perfect, but to be on progress.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think 1 month is reasonable.
I don't expect perfection. I expect progress.
Oh, I'll definitely progress. Yeah.
Okay. 100%. So now I want you to see what I just did with you.
Yeah.
I did what I do with my team members.
You upped the ante.
But think about this. I just made you buy in, correct?
Yeah.
And who made the decision of how long it's going to be?
I technically did, but really you did.
See the difference there?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I did was I said, how long before we can relook at this and see how we're doing? And you started with 2 months. And in my mind, I knew that wasn't the number I wanted.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what I did was I said, well, I'm not looking for this to be complete. I'm just looking to make sure that we did progress. And then I planted the seed that, hey, what do you think about a month? In a month, could you show me progress? And you said, oh yeah, easily. So then we agreed on a month.
That's good.
But if I wait 2 to 3 months, I can't fix the path. But if I come back to you a month from now, we can redirect where we're going.
Hey, T-Bone here. If you're an early practice owner and would like a day of mentoring like you just watched, I'm accepting applications. Obviously, I can't accept everyone, so fill out the form with thought. I'm looking for talented, motivated young owners and would love to work with you. So go to the form, fill it out with thought, and my team will get back with you shortly. I look forward to working with you soon.